The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Best Bits. I'm Morgan. Happy pre-turkey weekend. If you haven't listened to this show before, what I do is break down the Bobby Bones show from this week. I share seven segments that y'all loved the most. Maybe you didn't love. I shouldn't say loved. Maybe it was controversial. Maybe it was just highly engaged with. Whatever the case may be, I share them. But on this part one, I bring on another show member and we talk about life in that weekend. And this weekend...
I think at this point, you just got to leave it.
I know.
It's 3 a.m, full disclosure. We have just woken up.
You know it is. And there's so much loopiness going on. My brain is not quite functioning yet.
Yes. We started a second ago, and one of the mics was down because Lunchbox is so damn loud that when he speaks and does commercials, his voice is picked up in another microphone and creates an echo.
Yes.
Because he's so loud.
Yep. So Scoop is laughing at me because my brain's just not functioning. My brain is not braining.
Yes, exactly.
Morning.
And that's okay. I respect that we're here and we're doing this.
We are. We got welcome, up this early. Scuba.
Yes, thank you. Well, thank you for welcoming me. Welcome to you as well.
Oh, man. This is going to be an interesting one. We're just going to dive right in. All right.
Yes.
Coming in at the number seven spot, Brooke Shields was on with us. She was super vulnerable and just honest about her entire career. She came on to talk about the movie Holiday Harmony that she's in on HBO Max. It's coming out Thanksgiving Day. It's also the same movie that our own Amy Brown is in. And so definitely check that out. Coming out in just a few days. You can get a free trial, I believe, of HBO Max to watch if you don't have it. And honestly, it's one of my favorite streaming apps. So just go ahead and download it. You'll find a lot of things on there. But Brooke was awesome in her interview. So one to check out on the Best Bits, just the bits. But speaking of movies, things that we might watch coming up, Scuba, have you seen anything that you've really enjoyed or maybe you just hated?
Something I saw recently, and I didn't think I was going to enjoy it, but it's not new. It came out in 2010. It's called Tangled. Have you ever seen that one?
It's the Disney movie.
Yeah, it's basically the story of, is it Rapunzel, who has the really long hair?
Yep.
Yes, and I had never, have you seen it before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I had never seen it. And so my daughter is two now, and so she's at the point where she's starting to like, I mean, she's been aware for a while, but now she's having interest in what is on the screen. And so we put on Disney Plus and been going through like a lot of the princess movies. And my wife stopped on Tangled, and she has watched it over and over.
Oh, so now you haven't even just seen it one time. You've seen it multiple times.
Or I've seen it in pieces because I'll leave and I'll go to another room or come back or whatever. But I do enjoy it, I will admit, watching it. I'm like, this is a really good movie. It's fun. It's cute. And I like, more than anything, I like watching her watch it, which I think is the coolest part. And seeing her get excited and smile and like, it's so cool.
Does she really like the frog?
Yes, what is it, the little lizard thing?
Oh, yeah, maybe it's a lizard.
Pascal.
But I just love the little creatures that Disney comes up with. Those are always my favorite part of Disney movies.
And sometimes they don't even have a speaking role. They're literally just they're non-vocal, but what they do with their body and their little mouth movements or little noises they make, it's amazing.
Exactly. That's how. Have you seen Moana?
Oh, that's the next one
with the little chicken.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's her. That's actually her absolute favorite because she's been watching for that one for a minute, and like my son knows all the songs. songs and he knows all the lyrics to them. And so he loves it too. Even though he doesn't know all the words, he'll just be like, you're welcome.
That sounds about right.
And I'm like, at least he's got the melody and the beat, so I'll give it to him.
Yeah.
But they love that one too. Which, by the way, sorry to keep going on this Moana thing.
No, keep going. I love Moana.
Okay, Epcot is building a Moana land. Did you know that?
No, but that's going to be awesome.
So I don't know if you were, when you were there recently, they must have been under construction. When you're walking through the main entrance to Epcot and you walk past the ball, there's that big open area before you get to all the, you know, around the world stuff.
Yeah.
There's a huge area that was blocked off and had walls up. Was that there when you were there?
Yeah, there's construction going on.
So that's the Moana area that they're building. They're going to build a bunch of like rides and a whole like immersion experience and food and all that.
Awesome.
I know, which makes me think, so if they're going to build a land for a one movie thing, does that mean there's going to be more movies or spinoffs or other things with it to keep it around and to keep it alive?
You know, I mean, maybe, but they also built so much stuff around Frozen, and there's only two movies off of Frozen.
It's true, but maybe they're spacing it out, and there'll be a third one here in the next, like, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, that's true, but something about Moana and maybe The Rock, because he would come and visit, maybe that's kind of the appeal of all of that. But also, I would imagine that the culture that they're going to start representing there is Hawaiian, and it'd be really cool to have a lot of Hawaiian food.
Oh my God, yeah.
And
yeah,
they don't have that currently at Epcot.
They don't. They don't have like a, they don't have that. Yeah. I mean, they consider it part of, you know, it's one of the 50 states, so they consider it in their American pavilion, but there isn't.
Okay. No, the American pavilion is terrible.
Well,
okay?
Yeah, it is pretty bad.
It's terrible.
It's the worst one of all of it. It's like our food, but it's like, it's the worst of our food and it doesn't even taste good.
Like put some hot dogs, some hamburgers, some French fries, and then you probably have a little bit better. Right now, I think it's like a barbecue joint.
Yeah, it's like barbecue, maybe pizza, I think. But which is, if pizza isn't ours, it's, I don't even know.
It doesn't actually matter.
Yeah,
but I will say that the American one is not good at Epcot.
It's actually the worst one. And I'm okay with that because you're in America. You don't want to eat American food. You want to eat their food.
And you know what? In all fairness, the Hawaiian culture is so much different than what I would consider the American food. So I like that they're going to do a different one.
It's completely different. It's much more of that, you know, Western Pacific Islander type food.
Much better.
Oh my God, much better. Much more fresh, delicious. Lots of fruit involved, which I love fruit.
You know, we were talking about Disney the other day because Scuba is a massive Disney fan.
Oh, yeah.
And I am a massive Disney fan, but newly to Disney World and everything because I went for the first time this year. But I saw on Amazon that ticket prices are going up at Disney World.
Oh, cool.
talking about it because the tickets were so expensive.
Oh, yeah. They're very
expensive. And so now they're even going up even higher, I saw.
It's unreal. When we were kids, we would go. It was, you know, it was the early 90s. I don't know how much it was, but I know that it was enough to where my parents were like, yeah, us and four kids are going to spend the whole day and do a hotel for a week and buy food and just go, you know, balls to the wall with it. And I knew we didn't have a lot of money back then. So I knew like, okay, looking at it now, I'm like, it must have been much more affordable. Tickets were probably like $50, maybe less. And kids, I think at one point, were free up until a later age. I think maybe like 3 or 4. But yeah, it was much more affordable back then and we got to do a lot more because it was more affordable. But at the same time though, they weren't as big and they didn't have as much of the cool rides that we have now.
Yeah.
So like, it's kind of like you kind of get what you get. You're spending more money, but you get a lot more and there's more to offer. And just things cost more. So I get it, but I don't.
Well, and with two things under construction, now that we know that, we know Tron was under construction for a while and now Moana. So it makes sense that they are increasing prices. Somebody's going to have to pay for that.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're expanding prices and you get expanding prices, I guess that works too. I don't
3
know.
3 a.m. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, now it's probably 3:17. But
3:07.
3:07. Cool. 3:05. It's 3:05 worldwide. But yeah, so it makes sense why the ticket costs go up, but it does suck though. You're like, man, it costs so much more. And but yeah, but I'm still going to go though. It's not going to stop me from not going.
Yeah, I know.
I love
you hate that about ourselves?
I know.
Dang. I'm still
going
to do it.
If it was close enough, I'd have an annual pass. I love having an annual pass and going whenever you want. People will make fun of me. They're like, what? You're in your late 30s and you like Disney? I'm like, I don't care what you think about what I like. It's what I like. And so whatever you like, I'm not going to be mad at you for whatever you like and think, oh, that's stupid. It's like, who cares? I like Disney. I love it. I grew up around it. It's what I know.
You know, it's interesting, too, that you like Disney. I don't know if I've ever asked you, do you like the Marvel and the superhero, all of that stuff?
Not really. Not a fan of it.
Okay.
Like when
so
Disney bought it, I was like, meh, I don't really care.
Okay. So you never got into the whole Marvel thing.
I've seen them and I've watched
all of them.
I've watched some of them. They started to become really popular and maybe this is unfair for me to say I don't like them. I'm not saying they're not good movies, but they came out at a time when I was grinding hard and like trying to make it in this business. And so I was an intern and I was, you know, the sixth man on the team for a while and making no money, not having cable or the means to go see, even see a movie. Cause my bills, it was like, you know, bills came in, what I brought in, it was almost like I was barely breaking even. Exactly. Yeah. So things like going to see a movie, whatever, wasn't part of what I did, or even watching TV shows and things. Like I'm going back and watching Curb Your Enthusiasm for the first time. Cause when it was coming out, when it was a thing, I couldn't afford HBO. Yeah, right. Like, get out of here. I could barely afford my cell phone and where I was living. So during that time period when these things became bigger, I would say like post Spider-Man, like Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Mm. Like I've seen all those. But when it became like this Marvel sensation and Disney came in and bought it, I hadn't seen hardly any of them. So I don't really know much of them. And I know that I have to go back at some point and see them because my kids are going to want to watch them. So maybe I'm waiting for that and then I can give you a fair assessment on Marvel then. But as of right now, I have no attachment to it because I had no time to watch it.
No, that's fair.
So I've never seen it. So I don't really know a lot of the newer ones. But I am Disney, like hardcore, like regular Disney.
I know. And that's why I asked.
And
I
Star
have
Wars.
A feeling, and yes, in liking Star Wars, I have a feeling you're going to love them because you're also just going to love the mastermind that is Marvel and Disney behind it.
Yeah.
You just kind of marvel at the... pun intended.
You really do,
at the ability they had to connect everything and just the foresight to do all of that. So I do think you'll end up loving it, and I'm excited for you one day to watch it. But fair that you say that. The only reason I had asked that is because we talked briefly about it on the show this week, but I saw the new Black Panther movie, and I'm telling you, everyone needs to see this movie.
So it's I saw the first one, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a great, you walk out of there feeling like, man, like you ever walk out of a movie, like I remember as a kid, you walk out of a movie and you felt like you were part of the cast.
Yes.
And you walk out with that feeling of whatever it was, either sadness or happiness or laughing. You just felt like you were in the movie and you walked out. You just had this, I can't describe the feeling, but you just feel like, wow, that was so cool. Mm-hmm. Like that's the feeling I had when I walked out of Black Panther, which I haven't felt that the first one in probably almost 20 years.
Well, and honestly, since you've seen the first one, you could go see the second one.
Okay.
You could. Like, they are disconnected enough from the Marvel Universe. It's interesting the way that they've done the Black Panther stuff because it's not totally engrossed into the rest of the Avengers in the same capacity as, like, Captain America and Iron Man and all of those characters.
Yeah.
They've definitely kind of separated but still kept, like, a path open for him to be able to be in Avengers or bigger movies.
Yeah.
But I think you will love this movie in the same way that you loved the first one. It, especially just the emotional experience of this one is even higher because of Chadwick Boseman and everything that has happened. But I walked out and I was just like, I don't even know what to say. I didn't walk in expecting anything. That was my first thing was I was like, I just want to know what they do. I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah.
And then I walked out and I was just like in shock. I couldn't talk for like 30 minutes because I didn't really know what I was feeling. And then I realized I was like so emotional. I just couldn't get through the words to say it.
That says a lot for, especially if you're someone who's creating a film, you're like, wow, someone felt like that. That's what they want to achieve. They want to achieve some sort of feeling, whether it be negative or positive.
Yep.
Obviously, positive is much better than the negative.
Oh, yes, definitely.
But you're still invoking a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a pretty cool, that says a lot
it
for
is.
Someone.
And did you ever see Avatar?
So that's another thing. I've seen half of the first Avatar.
Okay.
And I haven't seen the last half.
Well, you need to see that before the second one
comes out.
Especially because the second one took like 20 years, Scuba.
I know. But then they're going, what really upsets me is they're going to have a second one, like a year later, a third one, like a year later. It's like slow down.
Well, it took him 20 years to do the second one.
That's fine, but I can wait 5 more years for the third one. I don't need it the next year. Like, slow the F down.
I think we've learned a lot of things in movie making that I think they shoot both at the same time. So it's like knocking things out. Probably cheaper too, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But definitely there, I felt Avatar inspiration in Black Panther 2 is why I mentioned that. So just...
And that whole saga thing, like someone gave me a list one time, my friend Easton, he's like, you have to watch it from this one all the way to Infinity War and all these, like, so there's like the Avengers
and then
there's the offspring of the Avengers, which is everyone's solo movies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it works?
In the original, I think it's up to Phase 4, the kind of first huge Marvel set of things where it was like start to finish was 23 movies.
Okay. Wow.
And that's what I watched for the first time, like in succession, release date, because that's what Mike D suggested was to watch in release date.
Okay.
And I watched those for the first time. And then since then, I've been keeping up with all the new movies that have released, the new TV shows.
TV shows. Oh, my God. They've Because then that's not even just Disney. Then you've got like the CW creating there, but that's DC though,
that's
right?
That's DC.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep. CW, HBO Max, that's DC Universe.
Gotcha, yes.
So you can watch it. They're definitely different like entities or different universes.
Totally separate. Yeah, because I was a kid. I was a DC kid. That's what makes sense then, because I was more Batman. I love Batman and that whole thing. And never really got it. I mean, I like Spider-Man cartoons and the Sunday morning cartoons, but it wasn't like my favorite.
Well, and I think you'll end up liking it more, because that was me. Cause I used to like, I knew about DC. I knew about Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman, but so weird that somehow I managed to like escape everything about Marvel until I was in my late 20s.
That's me. Yeah. Marvel wasn't a thing at all for me. Yeah. It was just.
And now I'm obsessed over here, Scuba. That's why I'm saying I feel like because you're such a Disney fan, you're going to love it.
Okay. Did you ever watch Lois and Clark?
Yeah.
Remember where it had Dean Cain? It was like on, it was called the WB at the time. Maybe you were too young because you were born.
No, the oldest DC one I watched was Smallville.
Okay. Smallville is another really good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smallville. And who's that one? What's the one with the two brothers? They like see ghosts and they go around killing ghosts and stuff.
On the Ghostbusters?
CW? No.
That's all I got, Scuba.
Yeah. There was in the same era of Smallville, there was these two brothers that would go out and they were ghost hunters. And they were brothers and none of that rings a bell.
I don't remember that one.
Okay. Well, Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman was had Terry Hatcher and Dean Cain.
Okay.
Does that ring a bell or
it
no?
doesn't. I did okay. not watch that one. I gotcha. Think that one's a little too old for me.
Yes, it probably was because they came out in 1993. You were born in 1997?
No, I was born in 93. I would have been born the same year this came out.
There's a pretty good chance your dad watches or your mom or maybe together because it was one of those ones because there wasn't many channels back then and shows that came out. Mm-hmm. Like this came out and it was like the one that everyone was like, whoa, did you see last night on Lois and Clark when Superman, da 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 da? Because that's what it was. It was basically him at the Daily Planet. And his love for Terry Hatcher, which was Lois Lane, and then there'd be glimpses of Superman. And it was very cheesy, I'm sure. But if you ever like should go back and watch a show, I know you get recommended stuff. I feel like at least this would be a fun one for you to watch.
Okay. Well, I did really like Smallville, and I watched Smallville because I was on such a superhero kick after all the Marvel stuff. I needed more. And so I just kept finding more things to watch, and most of it kind of bled into the DC universe. So
okay. Supernatural.
Oh,
that's the one. The two brothers that go to kill the ghosts.
I haven't watched it, but yes. You know, fun fact, when I was in Kansas City for a wedding, we were at the hotel after the wedding, and we found this group of super fans of Supernatural that were literally traveling to where all the main guys.
Yeah, yeah, where they drove around to all over the country.
Basically, yes.
Oh my gosh.
And they had all these shirts and they're like, and they basically tried to like sway me to join there.
Oh, like come with us
and
on
I'm
the
like,
road
guys,
trip.
I've never even seen the show. I know what you're talking about because of TikTok, but like I've never seen the show.
Yeah, yeah. And they've been around, I think it was like almost 11 seasons or something. So it was a very successful show. I've seen the first couple seasons and then just, again, I got in that space where I was busy and then it fell off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Well, maybe I need to watch both of those.
Yeah, I think Supernatural up until a certain point. Maybe there's a point where like any show where you're like, oh, okay, here we go
too
again.
Much.
Too much.
Well, I get Supernatural confused with Vampire Diaries.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I get them mixed up together. And I think it's because they both have a lot of seasons.
Yeah.
And people both like are huge fans of each show.
Oh, yeah. Massive fans. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if Vampire Ghost, it's all in that same category.
Yeah. Exact same thing. Yeah. It's like the same genre of film. Yeah.
Basically. So. Yeah. But yeah, Black Panther 2, I think you should go see it, especially since you've seen the first one.
Okay.
You will love it. And then also I watched the new Tim Allen Santa Claus series on Disney Plus.
Oh, that's right. It turned into a series. Yeah.
Yep.
Is Tim Allen actually in it?
He is.
Is he not like just a weird drop in and he's out or he's in it? He's in it.
No, he's the main character.
Oh, dang. Oh, awesome.
And it's really good. Okay. I was really nervous because honestly, when they turn it into a series, you're kind of, and it's new and modern. You're like, oh, great. This is going to take a turn. And I will say there's cheesy moments, but overall, really liked it. It's still kept to the same theme of the Santa Claus movies. Tim Allen looks the exact same as Santa Claus. And
is Bernard the elf in there?
No, he isn't.
He's not? No.
That's the only one I haven't seen yet. Everybody else has come back.
Okay.
And they dropped two episodes.
Okay. Oh, so they're bringing them out like old school. I love that. Okay.
One a week. They've been doing that for like all the Marvel and the Star Wars shows that they've been releasing. So. But they'll drop like two just to get enticed and excited.
Well, you almost need to now at this point because there's just so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone needs to slow it down. There's
I can't say anything to you because I will consume it all.
I can't even say
slow down, but I'll just consume it all.
I know. It's the thing. I would love to be able to consume it all.
you're saying slow down because of the kids. It's fine.
Yes. Even if I didn't have kids, and I'm not trying to be the crotchety old man here, I feel like it is just too much. Too much, like too much of a good thing is still too much. Like, I feel like we just got too much going on, guys. We need less series, less platforms.
A personal melting over from Scuba's personal life. He's like, there's just too much.
There is.
Too much.
I almost would be okay if there was some sort of like gridlock where things just failed and we went back to just NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, UPN 65, and the CW, and I'm okay with that. And go into the movie theaters and like seeing a movie for the first time and no one's spoiling it because there's no social media anymore because it fell apart, because that could happen with Twitter and Meta and Facebook and all these things just crumbling and it all going away. And then TikTok, oh no, this is going to have a problem too because they don't like it because it's got the Chinese thing to it and the SEC, whatever, is trying to get rid of it. Maybe we're going to go to a place where we're going to turn back time and go back to 1992 before you were born, when things are really awesome.
I don't feel confident that that's gonna happen, but you just sounded like the oldest man and it was hilarious.
As I'm saying,
I was like, you know what, just go for it, Scuba.
As I'm saying it, I was like, God, I sound so old, but I'm committed and I have to finish my thought.
You are an old man. It's all right.
Yes, it's all right. I love it.
Yeah, we're just going to end on that part because I'm not sure how to come back from old man Scuba.
Yeah, I don't think we can.
No, we can't.
I think that's just it. It's my life now.
All right. Well, you know what my life is now? Dating apps. And we talked about on the show this week that I matched with a guy who dated a country star. Let's just put it that way. And basically the show tried to guess. I never reveal it. I'm never probably going to reveal it because, you know, dating apps are supposed to technically have some privacy to them. So I'm never going to likely share that. But it was fun for everyone to guess. And it was hilarious because...
You didn't tell me the name.
What? Bleep that. That'll be bleeped. Nobody's going to hear that. Scuba's trying to reveal all my secrets. I'm going to get in trouble.
Sorry.
Gosh dang it. But it's funny watching you guys online.
In trouble. No, you're not.
I know.
No one's going to be mad at you. It's like, whatever. If someone's on there, they're on there.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it was funny because everybody was sending in guesses and the guesses were like all across the board. Like several people guessed Chris Evans and I'm like, dang y'all, you guys think, okay.
And you would turn him down. You would be like, hell yes.
Yes. Well, and I think that's the thing. So the clip online didn't include the part where I said that I swiped no on them.
Gotcha. So everyone's thinking you did.
So they're just making all the guesses. And I'm like, I'm like, yeah, y'all, if it were Chris Evans, I would have hard swiped right.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't tell you about it. Cause I want to make sure this thing is good and is solid before I tell everyone.
Yeah.
But I'm swiping right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I wouldn't have even talked about that one.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, on the download for sure.
Yeah, but
you're married.
It was hilarious. Hilarious seeing the guesses and just of what they all are. And you know, some people got it. Some people figured it out.
Okay, really? Okay, yeah.
I never told anybody that they got it, but some people did make guesses. And
I feel like it was easy to figure out.
You know, maybe.
I think so.
And that's why we're going to move off of it so nobody else can guess it. You know, I want to ask you this, Scuba, as a married man. What three red flags do you think I should be paying attention for in guys?
Anyone that's like a Kramer type character.
Okay. Like Kramer from Seinfeld?
Yeah.
I only now know that reference because I was forced to watch that show.
Yeah. Someone who's of that, like the Kramer-esque. Somebody who like, no, I'm kidding. Like real, like honest things you should look for are anyone who's a little bit too possessive and not saying you could figure out immediately a possession or control. But I think if you've been around a lot of people in general, you can kind of tell just by how someone will speak to you or speak or have a conversation with you or how they treat other people around them. You can kind of maybe pick up little signs of how they could be controlling. And then of course, through more dates, you'll see it more often. You'll go, oh, this person's controlling based on what they're saying or how they're making me or trying to persuade me to do something. I think that's the biggest red flag. If someone is trying to make you do something or be something that you're not, or especially if it's not for good or if it's for their own benefit and it's not you and you don't feel comfortable with it, F and run. Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing. Run. If someone's not letting you be you and is not attracted to the fact that you are secure in yourself, oh my God, please go. So this is me speaking as a father who has a daughter
and
these are the important things. That's the most important thing. Cause that'll lead to other things.
Yeah.
That's a snowball effect. It's almost like the intro drug to then jumping into heroin, which could eventually get into physical abuse or mental abuse and that kind of stuff. That's like the root of it. So controlling, run.
Yeah. And sometimes they're very subtle about it. So definitely watch for that.
And it may take a minute and you may almost have to invoke a situation where you could try to see if somebody is controlling, like,
hey, that's what my therapist said. She's like, Morgan, you got to cause some chaos. You got to see what they do in chaos.
Exactly. And see how they handle. Not everyone's going to show their best colors at some point, but you can kind of see through that or do a couple, not like I don't want to say tests, but I feel like
Listen, guys are playing games. We're doing
true.
Tests.
You're right. Yeah, you know what? You're right. A little test, but it's tests in a sense of just seeing, like, my wife tested me on certain things to see how I would respond or react to things. And she's like, okay, I can get through that. Or, oh, okay, that's something that we could work on. It's almost like you're almost like coaching a life partner, like being trained. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen the stand up from, I think, was it Labor the Cable? No, Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, and he's, I love, like, Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, he's like talking about how men are being trained. He's like, yeah, something about whatever. And then he's like, oh my God. And then I was doing it. He's like, because we're being trained. And if you're a guy who's able to be trained, I guess, then you're a little bit more moldable and then kind of like rolling with the punches, a little bit more fluid, which will mean you have an easier going personality, which will then transform into being a really good father because you can deal with all of that madness of having kids, assuming you want a family and children or whatever. But yes, that's the first red flag.
Okay. Number one, we got one.
Yes. Number one. Number two, I know this is cliche, but how he treats his family, assuming he has family.
Okay.
And if he doesn't have family, don't fault him for that because there may be some reason for that. And if they don't have family, they have somebody they consider family that was either a mother or father figure or a sibling figure, and just see how they treat that person. I feel like that will then kind of give you an idea of how they'll treat you and treat your family and how they'll talk about your family. So one day you're not driving the car, I'm like, oh my God, your mom. And you're like, oh no, don't talk about my mom. That's my mom, you know? Unless it is something valid where your mom's nagging. Like, I know she can be nagging, but like, you want someone who respects you and respects the people around you, because then they'll also be good to your friends, and you want them not to do that as well. And I just feel like character is very important.
Okay. Yes. I love that one. All right.
So character and how you treat your family.
Okay.
Let's see. Another good one. I mean, obviously like a cheater, but you don't figure those things out until later.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess not sticking around if something is not working. So I guess third is more
if they run away.
Yeah. So I guess third is more like once you're in it, if you're in it and things are going wrong and you just have a gut feeling, especially if you're not tied to them through children or whatever, and you don't have to try to work it out. If you're just strictly in the dating field and something is just not going right or not feeling well, or you get any red flags that are your red flags or one of the first two ones I mentioned, just run. Who gives a crap? Just F and go.
Hey. But
there's no point. There's so many people out there. We're creating humans every day. The world's overpopulated. You'll find another guy or girl, or there's just no point in sticking around with something that is bad and bad for you.
More old scuba coming in. There's plenty of fish in this sea.
There's plenty of fish in your sea. But I've been through divorce and I was with somebody who was really bad and cheated on me and didn't respect me. And so I could have easily been like, let's try to work it. We did try to work it. And then you get to a point where like, this is not working. It's not worth my time. I was in my early 20s. I'm like, I just got to go. We don't have any kids. Mm-hmm. This marriage is falling apart. Now she doesn't want any kids. There's no point in continuing to string this along and then force children and think that's going to fix the relationship or force whatever to fix it. Because then you get 10 years down the road, you're like, damn, I just spent 10 years working so hard to make this work. And they still don't care. And they still are doing whatever it is that I didn't want them to do, like cheating or not wanting a child or whatever. And you're like, man, I should have just left 10 years ago. And then now you're 10 years later and it's too late. So just go.
So what you're saying is know your worth.
Exactly. Know your worth. Yeah. Know your worth. Yes.
I like it. Great red flags to watch out for. Thank you, Scuba.
Yes. These are words of wisdom of an old man who wants 4 channels on his television and 7 sitcoms to choose from and no DVR and go to the theaters.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Abby came on the show this week and shared some fun news. She hired a vocal coach and she got a new singing gig. So that was fun to hear from her. But not only that, you know, Lunchbox had some things to say as well about it all. So I'm just going to leave that there because I choose not to get involved in those things. But I want to talk about singing in a new jam because there's a song that I cannot stop listening to, Scuba.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Let's roll.
Lainey Wilson's new album.
Uh-huh.
The song on it is called Atta Girl.
Atta Girl, okay.
Uh-huh. And it's like, if you've been through the ringer with love, like this is a song to listen to. It's just such a good vibe. And it's not like a, listen, I got multiple levels of love songs. And there's certain kinds that are like heartbreak, hate the world. I got all those. But this one is like, good for you. You're moving on and just keep going because the grass is brighter up ahead kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's the motivation of continue on, not give up.
Yes. And so it's really good. And I basically, every time I get in my car, I put it on. It's like my song that just kind of makes me feel really good right now.
Okay. I will say the album, I listened through it. I haven't heard every single song, but the texture and the feel and sound of it, like when I start with that Hillbilly Hippie, I was like, damn,
this is so good.
Like, I don't want to predict anything or jinx her in any way. But I remember when the first time I met her, when I had first moved here, it was like 2020 before the pandemic. And she was talking and I was like, man, this woman is potentially like that next version of like a Reba or a Dolly.
Yeah.
And just the way she carries herself and the way she speaks and her music. And I was like, wow, this could be that next, because we, you know, not saying we're always looking for that, but there's always going to be somebody compared to Michael Jordan. And then there's the Kobe Bryant and there's the LeBron James, and every generation has their version of what they consider, you know,
the greats.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like she has the ability. And again, I personally think she's going to be that, but I don't want to jinx her. I think she has that, like that's her. I mean,
she has that quality about her too. It's just something about her
and her, her poise, the way she carries herself, the way she speaks. When you talk to her, I'm like, wow, this person, she's so kind. Yes.
So kind.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Really, really cool.
So that's my like pick of the week and probably pick of the month. It's just so good.
I want to hear 5 seconds of it.
Okay.
Here, let's see. Okay, I can already tell. It's like really cool. Yeah,
it's a good vibe.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, okay.
Like I said, not like a yelling one, but it's like a just, feel good about yourself.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So that's my jam right now.
All right, I can see you driving down the road, and I can just, I feel that beat of like, okay, like kind of rocking to it.
Yes, listen, I love a drive and listening to songs that I can like deeply relate to. Either I'm screaming or I'm crying or maybe I'm just singing to them. Like, I love that vibe of a day.
What's a screaming song?
Ooh, 10 Things I Hate About You now. That's one of them.
That's that. What's her name?
I think her name's Leah Kate.
Yes. She goes through each one of them like one, two.
And she like lists them because she's like, I'm never going to be with you again kind of thing. Yep.
What a creative song. When I first heard that, I was like, wow, this is really cool.
Yes.
I was like, what did I mean? It's such one of those things where you're like, oh my God, why didn't anyone think of that before?
Exactly.
Like, it's so awesome. And
especially
she rolls through
it. There's a movie called 10 Things I Hate About You too.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's awesome. When you Google 10 Things I Hate About You, it's her song and the movie. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on. That's another creative path to it of finding it. And anyways, it's really cool.
Yeah. So that's like my scream. One of my like, oh yes,
yeah,
hit in the heart. And then this is my like, hype me up.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I got the whole vibe going. All right. What's a jam you got right now?
So I got one. This one's, his name is Moonwalker and the song's called Lizzo. And
it's
about Lizzo, but this rapper, and this is another like unique, like different type perspective. It's this dude. He even said, I heard like in an interview, he's like, you know, there hasn't been any songs from a male perspective about female and women, you know, body image, you know, talking about and just letting everyone know that from a guy's side, like, we don't really care, like, whatever. We love you. We don't care about whatever society wants to make you and how you should look or how you should be with your body and everything. And he's like, no one's really done that, and especially in the rap world. Yeah. And so he's like, so I made this song, and Lizzo is like his reference of like, he's like, hey, man, that's awesome. Like, I'm down with that. So it curses a lot, but I'm gonna try. But there's a part in here, like the beat's really cool and it's fun. It's another one of those like kind of listen to. You're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's very unique and very different. Let me see if I can get you to like the 5 second part where it's awesome, where he mentions Lizzo.
A lot of bleep in there.
Yeah.
But hey, I like it. I'm gonna go listen to the song.
And then he talks about Lizzo, and like the beat is really catchy, and it's like. And it's a different kind of style rap sound. You're like, damn, that's really cool. Okay, I like that. So Moonwalker, M-O-O-N-E, Walker, okay. And Lizzo is a song. And then a more mainstream artist.
I really love that. I'm going to go listen to that one. But
I think you'd like it. I think it's really cool. And I think even like at the gym, it kind of gets you pumped up a little bit too.
I do like that. I like the gym jam.
And another one is Major Distribution, Drake and 21 Savage.
Okay, I think I've heard this one.
Came out, I think it was like beginning of November it came out. And so it has like a really melodic...
Yes.
Type intro with Drake singing, and then you get into, or not Drake, I think. Who's singing that? Is it Drake? So nervous now with the time on things.
I know.
Yeah, Drake sings, and then he goes to 21 Savage. Know your time. We just did dinner for 3 hours. Lying to me. You're like, oh, okay. Boom, 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 boom. It's like a really fun, kind of like another like anthem, like pumped up type sound.
Yeah, and I remember this one because I was like, oh, it's very slow compared to kind of what Drake. Drake is slow, but not that slow.
No, yeah, that's like almost like theatrical Michael Bublé type.
Yes. Da, and I mean slow as in the music.
Even the beat too, the whole tempo of it, yeah.
Yes, that's what I was referring to, just in case somebody's like, what is she talking about? But yeah, that I remember the song because of that. So
yeah.
Good picks. You love your rap hip hop world.
I do. I was like, let me find something here that's not rap hip hop. And I was like, I can't, because then it goes into Quavo and Takeoff.
No, you gotta stick with who you are, Scuba.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not changing who you are.
What about this one? Oh, this is K Flock and Gucci Mane. Never mind. That's another rap song.
I have a feeling most of them are gonna be raps.
Yeah.
If I know you well enough at this point.
Well, this is the random app. Remember, have you ever heard this song before? It goes and help me up to the chorus. Because nobody knows it but me. Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
It's one of those, it's like a random ass. It's one of the things that I'll say the artist and no one will know, because it was one of those songs that came out and no one knew the artist or anything. They just knew the words in the song. The Tony Rich Project. But it's one of those like old like 90s R&B songs. And that's another one, I guess, still like in the hip hop R&B genre. So never mind.
Hey, you stick with what you like. I like it for you.
Okay. All right.
We could talk about music all day, but we got more to talk about. And Eddie, that's who we're going to talk about right now, because he secretly recorded Lunchbox on a service call. And, well, everybody was laughing incredibly hard because Lunchbox did something on this service call that kind of shocked a lot of us. A lot of us would not do that. Let's just put it that way. And you can hear that service call on the Best Bits, Just the Bits. But, Scuba, I was on a Reddit thread and people were confessing their... I'm with the boomers on this opinion. So basically, it's showing how things have come full circle. It was the millennials and Gen Xers who were saying, for this reason, I'm with the boomers on this particular topic. And I'm going to tell you mine, and maybe it'll spin something that comes to mind for you. You ready for this?
Yes.
Mine is that every time you have to do something, whether you're at a store or a restaurant or... you want to do something online, you have to download an app for practically everything. And I'm tired of having to download an app for everything. Can we not just use the internet on our phone? That's the purpose of it.
Well, they want to get you to download the app because then there's numbers and they can prove it to the shareholders. Well, our app's doing well because we got downloads. La, 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 la.
Exactly. But see, that's my thing. I'm with the boomers that we need to stop having an app to download for literally everything that we do.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
So that's my I'm with the boomers on that one.
Okay.
Do you have an I'm with the boomers opinion?
Yeah, the four channels on television. I want a rotary phone.
I had a feeling there's more in there than the one that the spiel you already went on earlier.
I'm with the boomers on. Golly gee, what am I on with the boomers?
Oh, I have a feeling there's a few, but it's just sitting in there in the back of your brain.
I know. It's one of those things where it'll just happen in the moment where I'm doing this. Oh, automatic sinks. Automatic sinks.
Why do you hate? What's
because you go up to them and 99.9% of the freaking time they don't turn on.
Yeah.
Just give me a handle. I'm a grown ass adult where I can turn the water on and turn the water off. and I don't need to have put my hand over there under the sensor that never, ever, ever works. And I'll put my hand under there and it won't work, and it won't work. And then I'll go to the other sink and then it won't work. And then I'll go to the one on the right and that won't go finally. And then I'll walk over there and it turns off and I can't turn it back on. And then I got to go get the automatic soap and the soap won't turn on. So I go back to the other one and that soap doesn't work. And then just give me the soap where I can push on it too. I don't want automated hand soaps and water ever again. Stop it.
Okay.
Quit it.
So you're with the boomers.
They don't
on
work.
That.
I'm with everyone on that. It's even the boomers. I go to the airport bathrooms at B&A, go to anywhere where they got automatic sinks, and they're gonna fail on you almost every freaking time.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I'm with everyone on that one.
Hey, take a deep breath okay? for me. Deep breath. We're going to be okay. I don't think the other sinks are coming back, but we're going to be okay. I'm going to share some others with you from this thing and let me know what you agree with.
Okay. All right.
TV is getting too dark. Not emotionally. It is visually too dark and I can't see it. Fair. Honestly, fair.
Fair. On some scenes, yeah. You're like, okay, I got to adjust the contrast on it.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, wait, are my eyes not adjusting? What's going on? No, it's a movie.
Like, it looks cool on your amazing camera that you're shooting it on that costs $1 million. But on my $300 TV I got at Costco, it looks like crap.
Exactly. So yeah. That's one on here. Standard headlights on new automobiles are too bright, literally being blinded by every other car during the daytime.
No, they're not. They're on for safety reasons. And plus, I have a problem where people think I always have my flashes on because they're always flashing me thinking, not my flashes, my brights on. They're always flashing me. They're like, oh, your brights are on. And then I'll go and turn my brights on. And I'm like, no, these are my brights. And they're like, oh, like my lights are just light.
So you're on the opposite side of this because you're one of the ones with the bright lights.
Yes. And I feel like they're safer because then you can see more on the road at nighttime.
You can. But it's definitely, I think it makes it harder for you to pass cars in the nighttime because they are so bright.
Well, don't look directly at the lights. Look somewhere else.
I try not to. Listen, I'm really short, Scuba. I can't change the direction of my gaze. It's just, true. It is where it is on the road, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why.
There are times, right, where I do kind of squint a little bit, but I know that it's more important for them to have those lights on so they can see when they're driving through, like dodging deer or making sure there's no people crossing traffic.
It is safer for the driver, but then on the other spectrum of the other drivers, not so much.
It can be compromising,
Screw fast fashion. Clothes are made to last, and I'm not rich, so it's unavoidable. But I'm willing to spend extra on clothes that aren't made of plastic. So that's another one. I do think the quality in clothes has changed. Knowing just as a woman, there's Shein and all these kind of fast, quick, easy, really cheap places to buy clothes, and it's definitely not made to last. So I will agree on that. That's a thing.
Yeah, because I have some clothes from way back in the day that I've had that were mine since like the 90s and early 2000s. And they're still around. And I've washed them. I mean, I take care of them. But they've been washed and worn.
Your wife takes care of them. She hangs them up for you.
Yeah, she hangs them up. And sometimes we'll iron them, depending on the day.
Mm-hmm. that's what that really is.
Yeah. True.
That's wife quality over clothing quality there.
True. But there are some that I've been around before she existed that I kept alive for, you know, a good 10, 15
Fair.
Years.
Hey, I'll let you have those.
Yeah.
Like five. And now there's probably like 50.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. There's much more that survive under her wing than my command. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess clothing quality has gone down. It's gotten cheaper. But I feel like with everything being so expensive, we kind of almost need something cheaper or some option that people can afford that they use every day.
I know. It's so hard. It's a catch-22 because it's also really bad for the environment. It's like,
yeah, it is. You're right.
But then I'm like, dang, I don't want to spend $150 on a shirt.
I know. Yeah, they got you. They know what they've got, so they charge what they can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are some things that we agree with the boomers on and maybe inspire people to think of some other things. See, we agree on more things than we think.
Yeah, especially the automatic sinks.
We just like to separate ourselves sometimes.
Yeah.
Not exactly the automatic sinks, but I know you're very passionate about that, so I support you in that, Scuba.
Thank you for supporting me.
We had Keith Urban on the show. I almost said we had Scuba Steve on the show, but we always have Scuba on the show.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
We had Keith Urban on, and he's always fun when he comes in. He just talks about everything, and he talked about concerts and attending ones that he's recently seen, and that blew up on our TikTok. People were loving seeing Keith Urban talk about Harry Styles and the 1975 and just being a literal normal human, because we love to put celebrities on pedestals and not act like they're human. So
yeah, they do regular stuff. They like music and TV shows and they do stuff. They eat
I know
food.
They're cool humans. Yeah.
They like just even talk about
have
how
an extra level of creativity in their bones.
Exactly. And then the fact that everyone knows who they are, especially someone like a Keith Urban.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I'm not going to sit here and talk about Keith Urban. What I want to know is, what are your Thanksgiving plans? Because we are less than 1 week away from Turkey Day.
So I don't, I think, yeah, I know. Well, I don't know if we did. Oh my God. I had to check with my wife to see if she ordered. We're not cooking because she's almost, She's 8 months pregnant? Yeah, 8 months pregnant.
Oh, yeah, heck no.
Yeah, so
she ain't
not,
been in the kitchen all day.
She's not cooking, and then I'm not cooking because I'm just lazy and tired. So I think we're just going to order food from somewhere, like one of those restaurants where they have like a prefix menu and all those things you can order.
Yeah.
And then just bring that order the day before, and then it's all cold and you heat it up in the oven. That's what we did when she was pregnant, not last year, I think it was the year before. It was COVID and she was pregnant, and there's other factors as well.
Yeah.
We did that. But then last year we cooked. Yeah, last year. Yeah, last year we cooked and she made a lot of it. And I made a couple of things, like the meat item, but she made a lot of it. And oh my God, her cooking is phenomenal. So I will miss that, but we're just going to keep it easy and chill at the house.
Nice. Okay, so no traveling.
No traveling. Yeah, Thanksgiving's not really a holiday. I mean, it's a holiday. It's one of the major holidays because it kicks off the biggest one, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just never really been I never really cared that much about Thanksgiving. I don't know.
Yeah, it's one that I could... like for last year, I didn't go home or anything. It's not one that I'm like, oh, I have to go home.
Yeah.
But listen, I love me some food. You get a whole spread of things going, yeah, and I'm like, yes, give me all the yeah, sides. It's like my freaking bread and butter right there.
Yes, that's true. I mean, the food factor is great, but I guess I don't know. I guess I don't like Thanksgiving food.
Wait, what do you not like about Thanksgiving food?
I don't know. Like, I mean, turkey's great, sure. I mean, it's fine.
Okay, so turkey.
I think the only thing I ever liked as a kid was the marshmallows on top of the yams.
But you didn't like the yams.
I didn't like the yams. I like the burnt marshmallows on top, and I like the rolls my grandpa would make. He'd make these like fresh handmade rolls, and they were really good. So I only liked the marshmallows and the rolls. And then my Uncle Mark would bring a bunch of like tons of 2 liters of like RC Cola, and we'd all have like soda because we never got to drink soda. We would drink sweet tea and Kool-Aid, so it wasn't a sugar thing.
Okay.
It was just an affordability thing, and soda costs money, where Kool-Aid, you can buy a little packet for like 10 cents and just add a ton of sugar to it and water, and it was 10 cents for a jug.
That's true.
So he'd bring a bunch of soda, so we were like, we were on soda. We were drinking soda. So I think that was what I liked. It was the soda, the rolls, and the burnt marshmallows. But everything else, I wasn't like, oh, I gotta have the green beans. Oh my God, I love turkey and cracking the wishbone and eating the leg. It's so delicious. Ugh. I don't like it.
That the same now, though? Do you still not most of those things?
I still don't really care for it. I don't know. I know it's weird, but I just don't. I don't know. I don't really. Not trying to be a bah humbug. And again, here I am.
Hey, like an old man. Everybody has their things.
Yeah,
this is just your stuff, Scuba.
I don't know. I just don't really care about Thanksgiving. And I also don't know. I also now as an adult looking at things and looking at where they come from and the roots of them as well. Here I go on some weird tangent. But having Native American DNA, like it's not we weren't fully raised on it because my dad was and he left when we were younger. But they were like very much Native. Like I went to see my grandma one time, great grandma in Little Rock. And she was this old. You ever seen Pocahontas?
Yeah.
You know the woman in the tree?
Yeah.
Grandmother Willow? That was my great grandma.
Okay.
She looked just like that. She was this old lady where she's just in the corner with her moccasins on and all over and would barely speak to us and like almost like we were an inconvenience.
Oh, God.
So I don't know if there's just because there's some in me which makes me who I am. It's just almost like screw Thanksgiving, man. Y'all came in here and took our land.
It sounds like there's
some terrible crap to us and you want us to say Thanksgiving? No.
Yeah.
No.
In all fairness, honestly, yeah, there's a dark side to just about everything.
Yeah,
it's hard
to be a downer on it, but like when you think of the root of things, like even when we go back to Columbus Day now, which we don't even acknowledge anymore because like think about the things they did. But I mean, you know, they just went around and did their thing and went to the next place and did their thing and went to the next place.
Yeah,
and said it was theirs and it wasn't. But like, so I guess I don't know. So I guess as an educated adult, I look back at those things now and I'm like, man, Thanksgiving's stupid. We shouldn't really be celebrating this in some way. And,
yes.
I don't like the food either, so forget this holiday.
You're piling on.
Piling on.
At this point.
And football's dumb. I don't like football anyways either.
Hey, I can agree with that. I don't think it's dumb, but I'm not going to watch it.
I'm now just piling on and making fun of myself within it.
You are. Hey, that's what you do with dark things.
Exactly.
You add humor.
But I actually don't.
I've learned that about you.
And I also really don't like football. I mean, I don't mind it. It's fine, but I could really care less about football.
Yeah, same. Clearly, because if anybody listened to Easy Trivia this week, I couldn't even name how many. What was it? Yeah. Was I even trying to name
How many points for a field goal?
Yep.
Versus 3 points.
Yep. Mm-hmm,
you said two, which is I think like a touchback.
Yeah, I knew there was something with it too.
Mm-hmm. And then you could have. I mean, a field goal is the extra, but there's the extra point when they're kicking a field goal, and that's 1 point. So I guess in theory, you could if you said one, you could have been sort of right. I guess.
Yeah. Listen, I had one, two, and three in my head, and I was like, it's one of those. I'm just going to go for the major point here.
Yeah. Two.
But I know I'm going to get trolled for that online.
Yeah,
so
you will.
Just,
and that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
we'll get trolled for this whole thing that we're talking about because we're like knocking everyone's favorite things.
Hey, I do love Thanksgiving, but I really just like it because of the food. That's genuinely why. I love sitting and eating food. I love having a Friendsgiving, and I love being with my family and eating a bunch of food, especially because all sides are like a vegetarian's dream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. Yes. It's all you all day. The only meat item is the main item. Everything else is you.
Exactly. I got sweet potatoes. We got green beans. We got mashed potatoes. We got sometimes mac and cheese, some creamed corn. We got black olives. We got bread rolls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like my perfect day.
And then you get dessert and it's all pies.
Yeah.
There's no meat pie.
Everybody always thinks about the turkey at Thanksgiving. But let me tell you, Thanksgiving is truly about vegetarian meal. I'm just saying. I'm just putting that out there. But yeah, so my family is coming into town, my parents and my sister and her boyfriend. I'm so, so excited to have them in.
That's another thing too. I think what makes it, I guess the thing about the positive side of the holidays, you get those experiences, family come in, or you go see family.
Family.
Your kin folk, they come on by.
Well, it is 3:47 in the morning, Scuba, so you're doing great.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate that. Again, words of encouragement.
You're needed. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the best part of it is being around family and friends. And that's, you know, if that's the way to look at it, I feel like. So to get off the negativity train and get on the positron, that's the best part about it is seeing family and friends. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, everybody, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Yeah. Even though Scuba won't be enjoying his, I will be enjoying mine. And, we're just going to leave all of that there.
Yep, we are.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, speaking of Keith Urban, there was a little bit of controversy because while Keith Urban was here, Lunchbox decided to pretty much follow him in the bathroom and make sure to wash his hands with him. And that was a whole situation in itself because then Eddie spilled the tea on him. And there's a lot of tea spilling going on between Lunchbox and Eddie. And, you know, you just never know what you're going to get out of those two. So that is coming in at number two. But I want to do right now with you, Scuba.
Yeah.
We do Fun Fact Friday every Friday. And it's always fun to learn new things. But I want to do a Fun Fact Friday. But instead of fun facts, it's life hacks.
Okay.
Because, and I'm going to tell you why. And I want you to share maybe a life hack that you've learned recently or something that you just think is so fascinating. There's this grandma on TikTok, and I'm obsessed with her because she shares all kinds of life hacks. Like one I learned about my dishwasher that you can actually move the top shelf. Did not know that was actually a thing. Did you know you can move the top shelf of your dishwasher?
You can remove the top shelf?
No, you move it in a different position so it washes things differently.
No. What?
Right?
I had no idea. Okay.
Listen, she's teaching me all kinds of things, and she's basically using her wisdom of life to share life hacks is what's happening.
Okay.
And I think this one is so clever, especially going into Thanksgiving weekend. So she shared that if you are going to somebody's house for Thanksgiving leftovers, not going for the leftovers, obviously, but you're going to get leftovers likely.
Yes, yeah.
Have them put in a takeaway muffin pan. So like not a muffin pan that you can't throw away. It's one of those like foil muffin pans, and put the leftovers in each little muffin thing. Uh-huh. So then you have it all. It's all separated nicely, all your different sides, everything you got. And then when you get home, you can just throw it in the oven. It's ready to go.
That's actually pretty cool.
Right?
That's really, really cool.
Is that not a clever idea?
I like that.
I was like, dang, normally I'm putting out all these containers, baggies, just whatever I can throw together. And then you get home and it's all over the place.
All the little ones, you pop it in the oven.
But these are like, it's like perfect self Thanksgiving leftover meals, basically.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Going into Thanksgiving, I learned this life hack, and I think everybody needs to learn it, whether you're getting leftovers or you're giving leftovers. This can be useful.
Yeah, okay.
It was like the little muffin tins that are like, it's the foil and it's six little muffin tins. So it's not like the huge one, but you can fit. That's six different Thanksgiving dishes you can fit in there.
And then you don't have to worry about heating it up in a microwave or anything gross like that. Nope. You can put it in the oven and get a proper heating. And
exactly.
Heck yeah.
So there you go. There's your life hack from me, but really from this grandma on TikTok. And while you share yours, I'll look her up so I can give her proper credit. Yeah.
She probably has more. I'm sure people would want to check out.
I started following her because I love all of her stuff. I love grandmas on TikTok.
Oh my God. And they have so many great little hidden secrets and little nuggets that they have because, you know, they had to figure things out back then on their own.
Come up with
solutions.
Boy. Here he goes again.
Yeah. But that's factual, though. You had to figure it out on your own.
True.
And it became your version of how you would accomplish or complete something. And everyone would go, wow, it's cool. I do it this way, but a little bit different, that kind of thing.
Yes. Okay. So she has 2.8 million followers.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
Her name is Brunch with Babs.
Okay.
So like brunch with and then B-A-B-S.
Okay.
And she says she's a grandma of eight, but she has so many things about just life hacks, things you can do. She even has like recipes. She's really cute. So yeah,
okay.
My suggestion for a TikTok follow and for a life hack. You got a life hack that you've learned or over the years you're like, dang, this is fascinating?
Well, I thought it wasn't, I don't know if it's necessarily a hack, but it's more of like a, I guess, it, I don't know. I'll just tell you what, and you can decide what you think it is.
Okay, where so, if it's in the category.
Yeah, I haven't seen these too much over here, but you get them at restaurants and things, but In-N-Out Burger has them. They're just everywhere. For your ketchup, you go to put ketchup in one of those little cups.
Yeah.
You're talking about the little ketchup cups?
The ones that are like paper and then
paper
they melt
cups.
Away.
Yeah, yeah. But you get them and they kind of fall apart, or you get it and it's like the ketchup's all over the place, or you can't get to the bottom of it because it's just a very inconvenient thing, but it is convenient because it gets you ketchup in a thing to dip your french fry.
Yeah, that's true.
I had no idea. I was sitting there one day and I was talking to my friend. We were just talking. I'm like, why are there like, because you see like lines and edges in it. You're like, why are there lines and edges in this little bowl thing? And he's like, oh, it's because you're supposed to open it up. I was like, what?
Wait,
and
what?
Yeah. So you're supposed to, the original intention of it is to put a sauce in it. And then if you go to it and start pulling on it, I wish I had one to show you right now, it would blow your effing mind. You go around to it and you pull on the edge. And as you're pulling on it, it starts to slowly pull apart. And then it becomes one really big giant circle that's flat versus the actual like thimble or a cup. So the intention of it is to get ketchup and then open it up. So that way it's fully spread out. You can access everything that's in there.
See, that's genius because if you're walking around, you can just hold the cup.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting at a table, you can expand it and then
flatten
it's huge.
It. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I had no idea that was the intended purpose of it.
That's amazing. But I would be sitting there like, I need to put more ketchup in my little bowl. There's not enough ketchup in my little bowl.
I have more space. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know I had that much space.
Yeah. So I guess maybe, I don't know what would you call that. Not necessarily a hack.
Oh, no, that's a hack.
Okay.
100% right. A hack. I don't think a lot of people know that. There's in the same fast food category, you know, when you get a drink and it has a lid on it. Obviously, the lid is for, you know, moving around, you don't spill it.
Uh-huh.
But you know those little like divots in the top of a lid, a plastic lid?
The ones where you push like Coke, Diet Coke or whatever?
Nope. The little thing, it kind of rises up a little bit. There's like several of them. They look like little rectangles kind of on a lid.
Okay.
Well, when you take them off, you can put that down and set your cup in it. And it acts as like a
Like a couple, a coaster. Oh, okay. I need to talk about the little indentation circle on top.
Yes.
Oh, so it's meant to be a coaster.
Apparently.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I've never actually done it, but yeah, apparently, yeah. Like in that same vein. Like,
it makes sense. So yeah, because the top part is a little bit bigger, but the bottom gradually gets down to the, okay, all right.
So there you go. Okay. So you have two hacks now for a fast, if you're going to eat fast food somewhere.
Yeah.
But dang, yeah, yours is a life hack. It's a good one. Yeah,
and I mean, I had a bunch of them. I was trying to find them. Because we used to do these every day on the show. I used to work on, we call them morning hacks, and we used to do one every single day, and we had one every day. And so there was like, I had like thousands of them. But once I left that show and came here, it's like, it's completely escaped my brain.
That's okay. Listen, I have a whole like playlist of saved things that hacks that pop up on TikTok because yeah. I'm like, ooh, I might need that someday. Am I ever probably going to use it? No, probably not. But it's just in case one day that I might need the life hack that I saw on TikTok one time.
Or they're no longer hacks for me because I just do them and they're part of my routine. I don't even consider them hacks. They're just me doing my thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, like, there's just, like, crazy things. Like, there's hacks of how people have found ways to use recipes or, like, use cinnamon rolls that you found but then add other things to make it a totally different dish. That stuff is also on here that I have. Or, like, items that you can buy on Amazon that you don't really need but you kind of want.
Yeah.
That's also on
my
hacks.
That's what that is, yeah.
I have a lot of those. I'll be like, ooh, maybe one day I'll get that, but maybe not.
But maybe not.
Yeah, so I just a lot of things. I love hacks because I think it's how you learn to work smarter.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
And I like working smarter over harder, you know, because harder, you got to do that every day already.
It takes more effort.
Yeah, all right. Well, that was fun.
That was, yeah.
I enjoyed those. Thanksgiving leftovers.
That was the best one.
Condiment things and condiment, well, not condiment, to-go cup lids.
Lids, yes. But the best one by far.
Still early. I can't find words.
It's okay. Yeah. Right, what are we like, at 4 a.m. at this point?
I don't even know. I stopped looking at the clock, Steve. Okay. Oh, all right. And coming in at the number one spot, I shared some personal news on the show this week. You guys liked that. I was already vulnerable, so I'm not getting vulnerable again.
Yeah, yeah, like, you relive it by listening to it your own time.
Let's not. Listen, when I bare my soul, I don't need to do it twice. I do it once and we move on from it. So we're just going to answer some fun random questions.
Okay, let's do it.
You good? Okay.
Yeah.
In the past, people were buried with items that they would need in the afterlife.
Okay.
What would you bury with you if you know that you can use it in the afterlife?
My children.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, my children and my wife, so we can be together again in the next life.
What happens if you only can choose one?
Choose one child?
Yeah, one, just one of all of them.
One of all of them, and then I would choose my wife so we can make more children.
Oh, that's true. And then you put the children together.
Yeah, yeah,
and then they're like best friends for life.
Exactly. Yeah, then we'll meet with them somewhere in the afterlife.
Dang, I was thinking of objects, but now I want to take my dog with me. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there wasn't any rules to this, right? You can do what you want.
There's no rules. Listen, there's no rules to my random questions. It's just stuff I find online.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I had to pick an object, in the afterlife, assuming that this object doesn't exist in the afterlife, is that what it is?
Or it could, but it's just something for that, for you, whether sentimental, whether it can be useful, anything. It's just that you get to bring it with you in the afterlife.
Probably, I guess, maybe, or if it's something like that, my favorite pair of shoes.
Okay. Yeah.
I could do one of those. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good.
It'd be like something like a pair of Jordans or Pippins or Pennies that I've always wanted as a kid that I'd bring with me so I could have them in the afterlife. People are like, whoa, what are those? But these are called shoes. Mm-hmm. And then I have to explain what shoes are. And then I have to explain what they are. And it'd be a fun little conversational piece that I'm the only guy walking around with things on my feet because I imagine the afterlife, everyone's naked.
Yeah, that's probably true. We have very different ideas of what this afterlife looks like. I'm picturing like Amazon Upload right now, okay?
Okay,
that's what our afterlife is.
Oh, yeah, totally. Okay,
that's what I'm picturing.
Okay, cool. I'm thinking of like just like society has stripped, all the rules are gone, and we're just stripped literally and figuratively.
Isn't that funny how I ask a question and it takes so many different directions for different people?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everyone thinks differently.
Yeah, it's
but at the
cool.
The upload side of it, that one, okay, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow. I think I would probably do, wow, what'd I bring for the afterlife if it's the upload version
of
the afterlife?
I think I would bring a photo of my family because if I go into the afterlife, I don't know if I'll have my memories.
Yeah.
And I'd want to know that at some point those were my people.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you do ever cross paths, you can go, God, they're so familiar. Why do I think I know them? What's going on? You'll go, oh, it's right. It's my family. And you can show them proof and say, no, look, we were together. You must have been dad. You were mom.
Yeah, there's something going on here.
Yeah, something going on here. But I got a picture. So this has to be some sort of clue.
Yeah.
Episode 2, we find out.
I know. That's the only thing that I could think of because I really am not like attached to to objects. And I can tell just in the way that you're talking, you really aren't either.
I'm not, so I can't really think of an object.
I know. Yeah. I don't have anything that I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, if my house burned on fire, I'm grabbing Remy and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm grabbing lives. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, other things would suck.
If I'm gone and I forget to leave the alarm, but Remy's with me, I'm like, oh, it's fine. I don't care about anything in there as long as she's okay.
Exactly. It'd be a pain in the ass to replace those items.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to replace that than having to replace a life.
Yes.
Which is, you know.
Yep, that's the thing. So that's why objects are hard for me, but I'm glad you took another direction.
Objects are hard for me as well. So hey, I don't really have one.
It's okay. Shoes is still a good one because it's still something cool that is with you from your previous life.
Exactly, yeah.
You know? Hey, random questions are meant to be hard. It's fine.
Exactly, yeah, and random.
What mythical creature do you wish actually existed?
Oh, okay. Mythical. I mean,
I can let you think. I have one.
Yeah, go with yours first. Give me a second.
It's automatic. It's the one that immediately popped into my head, and it's a unicorn because I'd really love to see a unicorn. How cool would it be to see a horse with an actual horn that's legit?
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Or any of the creatures, honestly, in Harry Potter, Fantastic Beasts. I would love to see those come to life.
The Fantastic Beasts are really cool. It's so creative and so different.
I love. Did you see the new Fantastic Beasts?
I haven't. I've only seen the first one and the second one.
One's on HBO Max, so you can watch it at home. And it's really good. I'm angry because something happened in like the first 5 minutes, and I was like, we could have gone without this.
Yeah. Is Johnny Depp really in the third one, or they omitted him because of the whole thing he was dealing with?
No, he's not in it. And the guy who plays the character that he was playing was fine.
Oh, they replaced it as a whole? Oh, that's stupid.
They did. They
just kill him off.
Well, because he's kind of the center piece of these three Fantastic Beasts.
Then bring him back. Bring back Johnny Depp. Don't be stupid and change out the mom like in Fresh Prince.
I mean, it was fine though. He was a good actor.
Okay.
It wasn't like bad. It was just different.
Do you know who it was that did it?
I can't remember. Let's see. Fantastic
Beasts without a name, right?
It's the Secrets of Dumbledore. Because this one, Dumbledore's in. Oh, why do they have Johnny Depp?
Oh, hit this guy.
Johnny Depp wasn't in it. Yeah, it's Mads Mikkelsen.
Yes, Mikkelsen. Yeah, he's the Swedish actor that was. He's an awesome actor.
That's what I say. Like, Hannibal. It didn't bother me as much because genuinely, like, he kind of creeped me out, and he made a really good
very
Grindelwald.
Creepy. The way he talks, he's all very serious and going to kill you.
And he gave me like him and this other like big like leader guy in the film remind me a little bit of Elon Musk in moments, and I'm like,
oh yeah, totally. He even looks like Elon. Same kind of haircut and everything. Oh my god, yeah.
Uh huh.
He's a great actor. I like him.
Yeah.
You ever seen the show he had for a while there called Hannibal? It was based off of Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, gosh, no. I don't watch stuff like that.
Okay, it was a great show. I think they only did one or two seasons, but he's just a really
And this guy
great
was in
that.
It?
He was Hannibal Lecter, the very creepy guy. Awesome show.
Well, then that makes sense why they chose him for Grindelwald, because he was good. Yeah. Like, yes, it's different, but he was still really good.
Okay, cool.
I still was like, dang, I hate you.
Yeah.
You know?
So he did his part. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rescind my comment earlier. He's okay to take that spot because I like him as an actor and fits that role.
He did. And I think had we not seen Johnny Depp before as Grindelwald, I think he would have been great at it. So it was really good. And I suggest that one for sure. But any of those creatures, really. I love the Fantastic Beasts movies. They definitely rival, like, they're in the Harry Potter category, but like they are up there with my favorites of Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. They're great. They're so much fun. It's one of those movies you can put on, turn your brain off, and just enjoy it.
Except the third one, just not in the first 10 minutes. But playing Dumbledore was Jude Law, and I loved
Jude Law. Jude Law's awesome, yeah.
And watching like a young Dumbledore was really cool.
Yeah.
And Eddie Redmayne being like that lead, he's amazing. Like, it's just all good.
Yeah.
All good things.
It is.
So, but yeah, any of those beasts, I would love to have them in real life.
I'd agree with you on that. I would agree with you on the unicorns. And they're not mystical or mythical beasts, although some people will think they are. I guess you can err on that side, but I think they existed. Obviously, there was proof dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'd be so cool to come face to face.
Okay, but like not a T-Rex.
No. It'd be like a herbivore, something that eats grass and plants.
One of the ones with the long necks.
Yeah, the brontosaurus, whatever it's called. I think it'd be so cool to see an actual real living dinosaur.
That is true. Or one of the little baby ones that have spikes and they just kind of walk around.
Yeah, yeah.
But they never get big.
Yeah, a little docile. Something that's very chill, nothing that's going to eat my flesh.
Yeah, like a real life Jurassic World.
Like a raptor type. I don't want a raptor or anything like that.
You don't
want
to tame a raptor?
No. I'm not Chris, whatever his name is.
Chris Pratt,
yeah. Yep. Owen, whatever his name is in the movie. Yeah, I think it'd be cool because me and my son would love to be able to experience that and see it.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really cool.
You're right. That would be cool. And yeah, I think they still fit in the mythical creature because technically they haven't been around for us. Who knows? Unicorns could have been around.
Yeah, they could have been. You never know. We weren't around back then. We have no idea.
No idea.
And
maybe
of course,
they're in the future. Who knows?
It could be. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Maybe they are in the
future. I don't know. I'm not going down that one.
No.
What is the number one soup to exist since it's finally soup season?
Soup. Oh, I love soup. I used to go to this place called, you ever heard of Soup Plantation?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do they have those out here still, or
no,
are they gone because of the whole COVID
no,
thing?
No, I've heard about, I've never been to one.
Okay.
But I've heard people talk about them.
Because they have sweet tomatoes. It's almost like, you ever heard of Carl's Jr. and
yes.
Hardee's? For some reason, they split. Same company. You have Carl's Jr. West Coast, and you have Hardee's East. And then same thing with Soup Plantation West Coast, and then Sweet Tomatoes is East and South. So they're the same kind of thing. It's like the all-you-can-eat salad buffet, soup and all that. And I would love, they'd have like 9 different soups.
See, I love
it. It was awesome. So.
Hey. I pitched the idea to have the show do a soup off.
Oh yeah, I'd love that.
Because when I was in the sorority at the house, we'd have a cook. Like you'd have somebody who would always make food and you'd have breakfast, lunch, dinner. And two of my favorite nights, one was taco night.
Uh-huh.
So good, he made great tacos. But then the second time we'd have soup bar.
Oh,
and there'd
awesome.
Be like 10 different soups and you could just eat multiple different soups in one sitting.
Oh yeah, I love that.
And
that
I wanted us to do that on the show.
Oh hell yeah.
But,
so for I think for me it'd be butternut squash is a really good one. I like the ones at Olive Garden, like the Super Toscana,
okay,
and the minestrone or whatever. Those are really good. And then
I always thought that was pronounced minestrone.
Oh, well, Italian minestrone. I can see how that could be confusing.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's in there.
minestrone, play the music. Oh, maestro.
Oh.
Minestrone.
I'm really glad I never
minestrone,
asked
minestrone.
For that soup before.
Yeah. It's okay. Well, now you know. Actually, you should ask for it that way and see what they say.
They're going to be like, excuse me, ma'am?
I think all the chowders are good, like the New England clam chowder, all that stuff is pretty good, too. Although
you can only choose one, Scuba.
Oh, I have to choose one out of all those?
What is the number one soup?
Out of all those, would have to probably be then a really good tomato bisque with a side of some sort of like garlic bread with cheese on top.
Do you like dipping grilled cheese in tomato soup?
Grilled cheese would be really good, too. Yeah.
There was a place called Tom and Chi.
Okay.
For a while. They were on Shark Tank, and they were around here for a while, and then I think they... didn't make it, but they made tomato soup that was really bomb, and they'd make grilled cheese croutons.
Oh, awesome. Oh my God, that's so cool.
Isn't that clever?
The croutons put inside of it?
Basically, they'd cut up a grilled cheese, and then they'd put it on top, and that was...
Dry it out and put it in there?
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Right?
I like that. Heck yeah.
Pretty good idea.
Yeah, what was your number one soup?
Baked potato soup.
Okay, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Very hearty and delicious.
Well, and my mom makes a homemade one, and I can't, like...
Okay.
Any store-bought
connection.
Baked potato is not the same, but homemade potato soup... Oh my gosh. Like I could eat it all day long.
Yeah.
And newly vegetarian chili. I do love me some vegetarian chili as
vegetarian
well.
Vegetarian chili. Okay.
Yeah. But, no meat. It's just a lot of beans.
Yeah. I don't like that. That sounds terrible.
Do you not like beans?
I don't mind beans, but I want something else besides just the beans.
That's fair.
Sorry. I was trying to fix this microphone.
You're messing with the microphone. If you're hearing noises, it's because Scuba was sitting there just messing with the microphone.
And it was like falling apart and I was trying to put it back on its track and yeah, never mind. I'll leave that alone.
Well, yeah, those would be my two.
Okay.
I do love some tomato bisque, but tomato also reminds me of like chili a little bit. They kind of go.
Yeah, chili's
similar.
Good. I love chili, like a chili cook-off.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want spicy chili because then you can't even enjoy the flavor of it. Like it literally just is painful and I don't like torture, so.
Yeah, some of the recipes call for like, I don't know, like 10 tablespoons of chili powder. And I'm like, I'm going to put like 3 in there. I don't know what y'all doing.
Yeah, I don't mind a little kick, but I don't want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes I made it too spicy and then I have to put sugar in it to balance it out.
Balance it off, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I feel you.
Well, hey, we can have two of us petition for a soup off because I would love, more just because I want to experience a soup bar again in my life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
More than like a soup off, but like, you know, everybody brings in a soup.
I wonder, I feel like COVID killed anything that was buffet related. And so I imagine Soup Plantation doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I would guess not. Well, most buffets, but like Jason's Deli is still around. They have a bomb. The best salad bar is Jason's Deli's.
Yeah, Jason's Deli is really good.
Jason's Deli.
There it is. Soup Plantation. Oh, they still have an Instagram account.
Oh, here you go.
Their last post was, looks like it's from COVID time. It says, dear value customers, we're temporarily closed due to COVID-19. So I feel like maybe they're taking a back seat.
Dang. I love a buffet, man.
Oh,
if
man.
It's good, I love a buffet.
I miss buffets.
You know, I'll tell you, for anybody who's visiting Nashville, and you probably, you maybe have not been here yet, but there's a place called Cinema, and they have a brunch buffet that is
Cinema.
Chef's kiss. And it's in... an old theater, like they turned an old theater into a restaurant. It's really classy.
Oh, I've seen that before. Yeah.
But like they have a brunch buffet.
Yeah, I've seen that. Okay.
And listen, if there's anything I love, it's breakfast and a buffet.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's so good.
Oh,
so
heck
yeah. So if you guys want somewhere to go, when my family comes in town for Thanksgiving, we already have a reservation there because my dad's like, I got to go back.
Oh my God, Soup Plantation, their website doesn't even work anymore.
Oh, they're gone.
Oh no, they're just like gone.
Is there like a soup bar place besides that one?
Well, Sweet Tomatoes, which is their company with the same name.
I'm going to look up soup bar near me now because I'm curious. Oh, Jason's Deli was one of the first ones.
I think Sweet Tomatoes is gone too. I think the whole thing is. And I used to love Sweet Tomatoes because they had that little sign that you'd flip it over and it'd say like, I'll be right back, which was one because you're going to get more food. Or one was like, no, I'm finished. Like something. It was some sort of pun about tomatoes. Like, see you tomorrow or tomato tomorrow. Or I don't even know.
That's clever.
Man, they're gone. Oh, that was such a Chinese buffets. I love those. I used to go there and they used to hate me because I would eat all their orange slices. I go there and get like 40 different, 3 or 4 plates of orange slices. And one time the guy was like, stop, we don't have any more oranges to cut for everyone else.
Like just straight up orange slices?
Just the orange slices at the end. I would eat all my food or whatever food that I would eat. And then I get to the end, 3 or 4 plates of just orange slices. And I would just take it, pop my mouth, eat it, and spit it out, eat it, spit it out.
That's funny. And they was it like clearing your palate or something? What were you doing?
I just love oranges. Mm. And for me to be able to have an orange full, already cut, ready to go. And part of my spending of being there, I figured I'm going to eat all the oranges I possibly can until they tell me I can't. And they've done that many times. Like, hey, whoa, running out of oranges. Stop.
That's funny. I had no idea.
Golden Corral's a buffet that still exists.
Yeah, that does. You know, and it's funny. Is there something that comes to mind for you? Because there's two that come to mind for me growing up. There was a place called Timberland and a place called Red Lobster. I loved.
Red Lobster, is that a restaurant?
No, sorry, it's not Red Lobster. It was called.
I think they have seafood.
I just always want it to be that place, and it's not. It was called Red Beans. Sorry.
Red Beans. Okay, I never heard of that. What was the first one?
In Timberland.
I never heard of that either.
So Timberland had a Sunday bar. They had these great like steak fries that you could eat for, and like actual potato fries.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the same name, but they put cheese on them, and they had all these good, and they'd make this bomb bread that you'd sell. It was like the OG Texas Roadhouse, basically.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, okay.
And you could throw peanuts on the floor. It was so good. They went, you know, out of business. And then Red Beans was like New Orleans style food. And they made this bomb cheesy pasta. And that's where my love of corn fritters happened. Have you ever had a corn fritter in your life?
I feel like I have, but I haven't had one in a minute.
It's like basically a fried ball. And it has like, it's like, okay, have you ever had creamed corn?
Oh, yeah. I love cream corn.
Okay. Put cream corn in basically a fried ball, like a hush puppy.
Oh, wow.
And that's a corn fritter.
I don't think I've had that then. No, I haven't.
They're so good.
It's like, okay.
There's Walmart sells them in the freezer section. They're not the same as like a restaurant fresh making them,
course,
but it's
yeah.
still really good. So that's where my love of corn fritters happens.
Yeah, I was trying to find them. I don't see either of these on there. So yeah, those are long gone, huh?
Yeah, they're long gone. They were like my childhood, though. That's what I grew up on. So that's why I was asking, was there something you grew up on? Oh, and Boston Market.
Boston Market was another one. Oh, yeah, it was another really good one.
I would get mashed potatoes, corn, mac and cheese, and that was my three things.
Mac and cheese spirals were so freaking delicious.
You know, and honestly, I went to one of the last ones in Kansas City when I was there because I had craving it. It does not taste the same.
No, the quality has gone down. They've lost, I think they expanded too fast, and then they lost control of the quality of the brand. And because there was, at one point in time, it was really, really good.
It was. Now it tastes like a TV dinner that you get in the freezer section.
Yeah, I know. It's not the same at all. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have Piccadilly? It was like an old person buffet.
Uh-huh.
Everyone wore those like non-slip black shoes. There was a bunch of old ladies working there. Yeah. And you couldn't get your own food. You would tell them, you'd point what you want, and they'd put it on a plate and slide it down.
Yeah.
So I used to love going to that every Sunday after church.
So many
the fam.
Good ones.
I know.
See, that's the saddest thing to me is when you like fall in love with a food place and then they go out of business.
I know.
Because then you crave them forever and you're never going to be able to have them.
Never going to get them ever again. And then even one that isn't out of business, but when they remove items from the menu, like Wendy's used to have the world's best breadsticks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they removed them from the menu, because it was just freaking fine the way it was. They were good and they were delicious, but they don't make breadsticks anymore. I don't know why.
I never knew Wendy's sold breadsticks.
Oh, and they would come in this like beautiful tin foil bag. You get two of them in there and they were like sweet. And like basil-y, and they put garlic butter on. I don't know what they did to it, but it was soft and delicious and absolutely perfect. It didn't fit their brand of hamburgers and french fries. Maybe that's why they pulled away from it.
Yeah.
But it was really, really good.
Yeah, because it's kind of like Italian food, but it's not.
It's not.
Wendy's is not.
It's not that at all. Yeah.
Genre of food.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm sure I get the strategy of why you would remove it, but it was good. Why would you remove something that's delicious?
Dang. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we just went down nostalgia road with food, and now I'm craving all of said food again.
Oh yeah. Heck yeah. And it's too early to eat that kind of food.
Yeah, and I also can't have it again. Yeah. Can't have any of it again. Yeah, I can have a soup bar though. And maybe you can help me petition for a soup bar at the show. That was my goal.
For our own personal benefit.
That's a sneak peek into what Morgan preps to make it on the show. Okay, well, that's all I got for today. And so I'm going to let Scuba go get some work done so we can both enjoy Thanksgiving next week. Scuba, thanks for hanging out with me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Can you tell the people where they can find you and hang out with you if they want to?
Oh, I'm not going to tell them where I live.
No, I mean on social media.
Oh, hang out with me in a digital space.
Yes.
Yes, okay. I figured you want me to give my address. I'm like, Morgan.
No, please don't do that.
Yeah, I won't. Yeah, no, I won't do it. No. But if you want to find me on a digital space, I believe it is. I know exactly
what it is. You know what it is.
It is Scuba Steve Radio. SCUBASTEVARADIO on Instagram and on Twitter only.
Yep, those are the only ones he is on. But the show is on all of the things. You can find it at Bobby Bones Show and go check out the new TikTok account. Get us some new followers over there. You guys are loving that stuff over there. And I am at Web Girl Morgan on all the things.
Yes, you are.
Including TikTok and Facebook, more than Scuba Steve, but that's okay.
Yes. Yeah, I contemplated getting a TikTok, but then I had to download the app and there's too many things and we don't want to download any more apps.
Scuba, I helped one of our guys that works here that's a little bit older. He wanted to download TikTok. Uh-huh. And ever since he hasn't been off of it. I've literally seen him every day and he's on TikTok every time I see him.
Lunchbox?
No.
Oh.
No, Lunchbox has been on it for a while, but he hasn't actually watched TikTok.
He's an older guy, though.
No. Older than Lunchbox.
Older than Lunchbox. Mm-hmm. Jesus?
Yeah, basically. I'm just saying you're missing out.
Yeah.
Just, you should download it. That's all I'll say. Maybe over Thanksgiving you download it.
Maybe. We'll see.
You can get more life hacks.
Yeah, I could. Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to.
Probably not. No, I'm not.
Well, okay. Thanks for hanging out with me, Scuba.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend. Be safe if you're traveling. We love you. Bye.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.